What if we just write a book? What should we do about that? Or should we do something about that? And it was always a project that actually looked so big, something very big, and that we couldn't never achieve, you know? Just an idea. But someday, a friend of mine, Bia, just said that, okay, but maybe we should organize and try to write a book together. And then we decided to, okay, we definitely can write a book, but let's call all the women, let's call the community.
Welcome to Latinx in Power, a podcast hosted by Thaisa Fernandes.
Welcome to Latinx in Power. Today we are talking with Aline Baldino and Thalita Moraes. We are talking with two amazing product managers, part of the nonprofit Mulheres de Produto, Women in Product community in Brazil, and also co-writers of the most recent book launch. Aline Baldino is a product manager at Super Dispatch, and Aline Moraes is a product manager at Getin, and also the VP and partnership director of the nonprofit Mulheres de Produto, Women in Product. Welcome to Latinx in Power.
Hi, guys. Thank you, Thaisa. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Awesome. In this episode, we'll talk more about the careers in product management and also the work for the Women in Product community and their recent launch, the book Product Management As You Never Have Seen Before, the first book about product management written by women published in Brazil. This is a huge milestone. And fun fact, I'm also a co-writer of this book. So very excited with this conversation. And first things first, my favorite question, what does it mean to be a Latina for you?
As a Brazilian, people who live in Brazil, we have sometimes a tendency not to see ourselves as Latinas because we speak a different language and kind of disconnected from this reality. But I think that having had the experience of living in the US in the past, that made me see how connected we are and how much we share the same problems as countries in South America as a whole, and how much it makes sense for us to get together to learn from the other countries' experiences, see how they fixed problems and fix these problems together because of our geography and everything that we share. So I think it's really good to build this connection with our South American countries and see what other women are facing over there.
I couldn't agree more with Aline. I feel the same way. And I think we shared almost the same history. And for me, it's like an honor to be part of South America. And as a Brazilian, of course, like Aline said, sometimes we don't feel so connected. But yeah, I think we share the same problems, the same history. And I can see that in South America, we have incredible women and we are consuming more material and written books from those people. So it's exciting to see how we now can get more connected. So it's great.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think I moved to the US almost 9 years ago. It was something new to me. And then I feel now things are changing for folks in Brazil, in Latin America in general. We might feel more connected with each other and consuming more content. And there's a bunch of artists out there. In Brazil, we have Anitta. I'm a big fan of Anitta. So very, very proud. And Bad Bunny, amazing. So I think all this is helping us to feel more connected. And for sure, we have a lot of similarities, also a lot of differences as well, but a lot of things that connect us with each other. And I think being far away from our main countries, it's something that unites us even more. So I'm very, very excited to have you both here. So today we are talking about product management. It's something that a lot of folks ask me, and I would love to hear more about your trajectory getting to product management. How was this process for you, Aline?
All right. So for me, I took another course when I went into university, but when I decided that I really wanted to go into technology, I actually studied systems analysis and development. And I worked as a systems analyst for about 5 years in software factories, where you would go and talk to the users, understand their problem, do the whole solution shape up, think about prototyping, business rules, data structures, and all that. But I felt like a natural progression to that would be to work in a more flexible, more iterative process in which you could update the processes, update the software more often, and really be more in contact with users. So I took the product owner certification in 2017 because I wanted to move into the product owner position. And I started searching. And at the time, Olist, which was the first company where I worked as a product manager, they were looking for a product owner slash product manager. So I applied and ended up being accepted and going into product management without pretty much any context of what product management was. I had to learn on the go. So being able to have this opportunity to start without any experience, without any prior knowledge on product management was really important for me, you know, getting started and learning from my leaders at Olist. And also really being able to study during this period, have a lot of books to read, a lot of podcasts and other material to consume about what product management is so that I could improve my processes at Olist. So this is something that I really, really thought was valuable for me going into this process of writing this book. Because when I was starting, I read the product book, which is a book from Product School, which is similar, you know, objective than our own, but it is in English. So this is, you know, something that I think is going to be very valuable for people who are getting started, just like I did, without any kind of experience or background in product management, so that they can, you know, improve every day.
Yeah, that's amazing. I like that you mentioned that product owner certification. I have this certification as well. I always talk with people about that because it gives you a really good foundation about product management as well. So, and we also interviewed the founder of Product School. So I'm going to link his episode. It's great. And how was this process for you, Talita, transitioning to product?
Great. Yeah, I started my career as a quality assurance professional. So I was always testing products. And then I decided to make this transition to product management. But on those days, we were actually talking more about a product owner because of Scrum and so on. So my first role in product was product owner. And then I think I spent maybe 2 years trying to learn this role in a daily basis. I think this is something very special from our field because we really need to learn every day and learn how to do things every day and new tools and so on. We can obviously read. We definitely have many important books, as Aline mentioned, and we definitely need this direction in the beginning. It is very, very important, the theory, right? But we can see that the theory can be a little bit different in practice. So I was working as a product owner for 2 years, and then I could make the transition to be a product manager. And I think we could see that the role is evolving, the responsibilities and what is expected from us. So I've been facing this, and now I can see that what is expecting from me today is very, very important from what companies were expecting from product people like 5 years ago. So I made this transition with help from so many people that were working already on this field. I read a lot, inspired product management in practice. And then the Mulheres de Produto community played an important role in my life because there in the beginning, I could learn from so many credible women. And then now I can work inside the community in a different way. So yeah, I think this is how I could make this transition. I always say that I have like 2 jobs. I have the official one as a product manager and then the job from my heart, which is the work I do inside Mulheres de Produto. But what is something very important in this transition? I think it is part of this transition to product management too.
Amazing. I love to hear both of your stories, your transition to a product role. And it's so interesting because you both transitioned from a PO, a product owner role, to a product manager role. And for those who are listening to us, what's the difference between being a product owner versus being a product manager? Can you describe what are the main differences?
I'm not so sure about the differences if you are talking about the daily basis activities from a person who works with products. Especially here in Brazil, actually, because the field here in Brazil is not so mature as it is at United States, for example. So here we definitely can see product owners working with the same roles, the same responsibilities as product managers. So I think this is very difficult to make a difference here in Brazil. But I think this is something very related to the company, because we do have companies here that have both roles with some product managers that can even make the management of those product owners' careers, for example. This is something that can happen. So I think that maybe 2 years ago, we could say that, okay, the product owner is actually the role from a framework called Scrum, and the product management is the role of a person that is fully responsible for a product. I think we could say that, but again, here in Brazil, I can't see so much difference because we have, depending on the company, different expectations from those roles. So this is at least what I can see here from Brazilian market, let's say. Let's put it this way.
Yeah, I think as Salita said, I think that the product owner role was born inside this context of Scrum and Agile management. And it's really a role in which you are really inside the engineering team. You are there every day. You participate in all the rituals. You spend a lot of time grooming tasks, splitting them, determining how they're going to be with the engineering team, determining how they're going to be developed. And the product manager role is a little bit external to this and more in terms of how you see the company strategy, how you turn a company strategy into the product strategy, and what is the decision-making process that you're going to do to determine what is going to be next so that you can achieve your strategy and your goals as a company and as a product. And like Talita said, I think that the majority of people, especially here in Brazil, are doing either both jobs at the same time or a mix of the two jobs. But I think it's really important to determine based on the company how this handoff is going to be. So you have usually an executive, a PMO, someone who is responsible for the more high level strategy and how that gets handed off into the product management activities, which is determining, you know, the pebbles and the rocks that you're going to develop as initiatives, and then how you're going to share the product ownership with your engineering lead, with your engineering team. So, you know, you don't get overwhelmed by doing both things at the same time, because that can happen many times.
I love what you both said about your trajectory and the difference between those two. And I think maybe an insight for folks who are listening to us is the fact that you should check how mature your market is about a product role, and also understand the difference between those different roles. For example, if you're looking for a job right now, even here, I'm based in California, I'm in San Francisco, I see that people don't understand the difference. And sometimes for folks who are looking for a job, they might see a product owner role, but in fact, they are looking for a product manager, or they might be seeing a product manager role, a job description about a product manager. And then when they have the interviews, or even when they read the job description, they might realize, oh, this is in fact a program management role. So I think the tip is to understand your market, ask questions, read the job description, but take the time during the interview to understand a little bit more what are their goals and what they are looking for, because they might be using the wrong terms, right? I think this is very, very common. And moving to the books, I would love to talk more about it and how the idea of the book started. Gestão de produtos como você nunca viu in English will be something like product management as you have never seen before. How was this process of like creating the first book about product management, all written by a woman, published in Brazil?
Wow, this is something that we all here are very proud, right? We should. First, I would like to tell you guys about Mulheres de Produto community, where all this project began, was born. We are a community that has like 10,000 women working together and having conversations over Slack, which is our main platform, let's put it this way. We have the mission of reduce the gender gap we have in technology field here in Brazil. But maybe someday we can talk more about this gap over Latin America, because we are aware of this problem. We are in this field and we know all the challenges and over this community, we try to reduce this gap and to give voice to incredible women, incredible professionals, in order to make them say what they want to say, to share their point of view about the field, and to share all the knowledge about product management. So the idea was born in this context. It was very funny because we sometimes talked about, okay, but what if we just write a book? What should we do about that? Or should we do something about that? And it was always a project that actually looked so big, something very big, and that we couldn't never achieve, you know? Just an idea. But someday, a friend of mine, Bia, just said that, okay, but maybe we should organize and try to write a book together. And then we decided to, okay, we definitely can write a book, but let's call all the women, let's call the community. And if we are thinking about writing a book, it needs to be something made like together with other women. So we made this way. We asked 31 women to join this project, and two of them are here. Actually, three, because I'm part of this, right? And they were in, and it was maybe the most challenging thing I ever made, because we needed to organize everything, like the idea, and then invite all those women and then read everything. We were very anxious about this project and, okay, oh my God, is it going to be okay? I don't know if it's something, can we have success with this? I don't know. We were kind of insecure in the beginning. So many challenges in this journey, let's say like that. I was organizing and writing. I had so many feelings about the book because I needed to organize like the schedules, milestones, the deadlines we had. As a writer, I needed to write everything and have everything done before the deadline as well. So I was, you know, playing both roles. So it was kind of challenging for me. But I feel very, very proud of this project because we definitely could get together women that really, really know how product management works. They really, really have the knowledge. They really know things from, you know, the work as product management with the team, thinking about strategy, thinking about all the data and everything a product manager needs to do. So I think it's a huge project. We could make it. So we nailed it. So it's something that makes me very, very proud of. And now we can see the book is being sold. People are buying the book. And in this way, we can spread all this knowledge and make those women references. Because here in Brazil, we definitely have, as I said, incredible professionals. They are references, and we need to know that and to give this voice to those women. As we say, okay, we have inspired from Marty Kagan. Now we have the Mulheres de Produto book with all those women and 31 references. So it's amazing. For me, it's amazing. I really love this project and I'm very proud of achieving this huge goal. We made it.
yeah, definitely. This is huge. And I can imagine the amount of work and excitement. And also, it's something very new, I think, for all of us, write a book. And Talita, you are from like the planning part and also working as a writer on top of your full time and a lot of other things. So this is incredible. This is an amazing achievement. As you said, we have inspired, we have like a lot of different books, and now we have the Mulheres de Produto, Women in Product book as well. So this is incredible. And how was for you, Aline, the process of writing a book? And first, how did you get to know the Mulheres de Produto, Women in Product community? How was for you this process?
So I had been more actively participating in the Women in Product community. I joined the Slack and participated in some of the discussions. During that time that I mentioned when I got started and I didn't have any knowledge, I was really lost, didn't know what to do, really needed, you know, inspiration, needed to have people that I could ask questions that had faced these issues and, you know, knew how to at least have a direction on how to solve them. And so that's why I joined, but I hadn't been very active in the community for some time. You end up being, you know, engulfed by all of your day-to-day tasks and all of the things they have to do. So I ended up not participating in it for a while. But I happened to be working with Jessica, which is also one of the organizers of the book, one of the ambassadors of the community. And she came to me with this proposal. We were working together at the time at Cypress. And she asked me if I would be interested in writing a book with her, writing at least a chapter of the book, sharing this chapter with her. And honestly, initially, I was really shocked. I thought that I didn't have anything to share. I think that a lot of people may have this feeling when you were, you know, working in an area that everything that you know is things that other people already know and that you don't have anything to share. But in reality, you do. You have your experience and you have how you've taken all the theory out there and applied to your day-to-day and all the difficulties that you had during this process. And at the time, we were going through this gigantic hurdle of starting the product area from scratch at Cypress, working with, you know, determining what the product system we were going to use, how we were going to manage all of our initiatives, how we were going to do the prioritization, working with a lot of product managers that didn't have a lot of experience and trying to do for them the same thing that was done for me in previous experiences. And so she convinced me that we could share this experience and talk about this in the book. And it was great. It was great that she convinced me because it was a process that I had never gone through, and going through it and agreeing with her on which parts each one of us would write, how we were going to piece all of it together and make it look cohesive and sound like it was written, you know, by someone who really knew what they were talking about, and putting all the diagrams together and everything, making it the whole thing make sense at the end was really challenging. But it's something that I would really recommend to anyone who is trying to learn about a subject. Start writing a chapter about it, and you will realize all of the gaps in knowledge that you have and everything that you have to go and do research on, and, you know, all of the things that you really still have to put together in your head. Sometimes if we think we know something and when we start writing about it, that's when we realize that there are gaps in our knowledge. So it's something that I would recommend, even if you don't have a book to write, try to do that process, just writing a chapter, and you will see exactly where you really need to go and look for more knowledge. So yeah, this is a little bit of a, you know, high level explanation of how everything went.
Aline said something very, very important, and I think everybody felt this way, like, oh my God, do I have something to say? Is my experience enough? All those things were on our minds somehow. We were feeling this way somehow. But I think we could get through it. And I'm 100% sure that everyone could get help from each other and share experiences and share those feelings, you know? Here, from this side, we were in five planning everything. We were writing this book through 2 years, right? And in 2 years, Jessica could have a baby, you know? Everyone in this planning group changed jobs, you know? So everything changed in 2 years. But still, we were there together. We could, you know, face those feelings and face some problems, I don't know, difficulties, challenges to get to the launching, to get to, okay, now we have the book here in my hand. So it was very, very important that community. It was almost like a smaller community inside a bigger one. So that's why I am a big, big fan of communities. I think that together we definitely are stronger. This was something very special from this project, I think, and very important, and maybe one of the reasons of our success. So that's it.
Yes, for sure. It's so interesting what you said, Thalita, about those 2 years and the amount of things that changed in our lives on top of living in a pandemic, right? And we got vaccinated. And I think for me, I lived in 6-7 different cities in the United States because at that time I was like nomad, and then now I'm like my forever home. It's so interesting to think about that on top of like full time and a lot of other things. Then I think for me, it was so interesting because it was Cassie who messaged me first, and then we talked and she shared with me that the Mulheres de Produto were thinking about writing a book, and for those who know me, my absolutely dream was to write a book one day. And it was something that I was like, oh, I want to do this. This is very ambitious. I have no idea if I'm going to be able to do that, but I really want that. And then I was like, holy shit, this is happening, you know? And I think as a writer, everything that you both said about feeling insecure, feeling that we didn't have a lot to say, and at the same time, writing about it and then having this realization. No, this is important. This is very important. A lot of people will feel very inspired about that. They will learn from that. And also as a writer, everything was so organized and we have like all the milestones, and I can't imagine the amount of work all the organizers had to plan this book with like 31 women and making a way that felt very seamless. So I'm very proud. So thank you, Talita, and all the organizers. Everything was very amazing. The book is definitely so beautiful too. So I would say, so I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, this is our work. We could work together. And yeah, this is something, it's amazing for me. It was truly teamwork. We could work together. We could deliver an important thing that is this book. So congratulations and thank you. Because yeah, again, this is something that we should be very, very proud of. What we've done is amazing. It is amazing.
Yeah. And just like putting something in the universe, you know, so some people ask me, how about the Spanish version of the book or the like English version of the book? So I'm just sharing, you know, just for thought.
We definitely want to think about a Spanish version and even an English version. Maybe next year we are thinking about that, like how could we manage and how could we launch those two versions. But yeah, I think next year maybe we'll have both, but let's see. Please wait some news next year related to this book.
I'm enjoying so much this conversation, but we are getting to the last session of this podcast. And to me, it's very important to share stories, inspire all the Latinx folks and anyone, to be honest. And this is one of my favorite parts as well. So I'm curious to know, what are the resources that helped you in your journey?
So I think our chapter was specifically about OKRs and about continuous discovery and using the opportunity solution tree. So in order to get more in-depth knowledge, it was great that at the same time, Teresa Torres was releasing her book about continuous discovery. So that book is amazing. It's really a recommendation. Anyone who wants to understand how to talk to your customers, gather insights, share those insights within the company, get people on board with you, from executives, stakeholders, pretty much everyone in the company on board with any decisions that you make because of the insights that you've gathered during your discovery process and experimentation. So that's a great book for anyone who wants to do a more discovery-oriented product management work. Because we also talked about OKRs, Measuring What Matters by Joan Doerr, also something you get to understand really how OKRs were created, how they came to be, what were the problems that they were trying to solve when they thought about OKRs. And I think that the good thing about this book is it tells a story, so it's more engaging than just prescriptive, you should do this, you should do that. And also because you can take all of the practices there and all of the principles and apply it to any kind of goal setting and desired outcome setting that you use in your company. So currently where I am at Super Dispatch, we use Traction, which is very, very different from OKRs, but we have, at the end of the day, the principles of understanding desired outcomes and how to reach them and how to, you know, split this work into small deliverables until you can reach and manage your goals is, you know, a lot of knowledge that can be applied to your day-to-day life. So these two books, I think, are kind of an obligation for any product manager to read, to have understanding about these two topics.
Great. And I would recommend two books. One is Product Management in Practice from Matt LeMay and Escaping the Build Trap from Melissa Perry, because I think they really talk about real life in product management, you know, with real examples, and they bring for me a very good view about the reality in terms of what do you need to do and what are the expectations from this role, from product management people, and especially talking about the soft skills. I think those books really made me think more about product management in a more, I don't know, human way, you know, not as much as we see from frameworks, and more about what is the real life of product management, as I said. So I highly recommend Product Management in Practice from Matt LeMay and Escaping the Build Trap from Melissa Perry. And maybe next year we can recommend our book in Spanish and English version. Let's see.
Love that. And we are going to include in the description of this episode all the tips, the books, everything you're sharing with us. And where can people find you both?
So for me, you can find me on LinkedIn. Honestly, I don't share a lot because, like I said, there's always that feeling, I don't know exactly what I'm doing. So, but if you want to send me a message, ask me a question, talk about any product management or unrelated topics, you can find me on LinkedIn at Aline Baldino. So let me know if there's anything that I can help with.
Yeah, for me, it's the same. You can find me over LinkedIn, Talita Moraes. But if you are a woman interested in product management, and maybe it is a good idea for you to join our community, it would be a pleasure to get you over there, and there over Mulheres de Produto community. You can find me as Talita Moraes as well. And Mulheres de Produto is on LinkedIn, on Instagram. So please join our social media, and that's it. Let's have a great conversation over there.
I love that. Yeah, thank you so much, both of you. I learned a lot. I'm feeling very inspired. So thank you for your time. And we chat soon. You have more episodes coming this year. So I'm very excited about them. And thank you so much, Talita and Aline.